Todd, and I know when overall, you know, it looked like a pretty solid performance from your team. How much does the end result overshadow that, or can you look at the game as a whole and say we played pretty well?
I think you always have to look at the game as a whole, and came into the Stanley Cup champs building. We're pretty short on the back end. We played a solid 64 minutes and earned a point. Were there moments in the game where we'd like to be better? Of course there is. On your best night, you're going to find that. So, you know, without sounding satisfied, because we're not, we came for 2 points. It was a well-paid, played solid game by us.
What a turnover on the back end. You lose Edler, you lose Mikey. How did you feel that the other guys stepped into those roles?
They did a really good job. Minutes went up for just about everybody. Having Woolley come back in, who has played in the NHL, but he hasn't been around us for a little while. A little bit nervous early, but I think he settled in real well. And Durzi continues to give us exactly what we need night in and night out. His confidence is growing, and the rest of the group, Oli as well, the rest of the veteran group, and I include Oli in that, did their job.
Do you have an update on Andreas? We actually didn't see, you know, if something happened and we just go to see what's there.
I don't. I think he's got a lower body injury.
Okay. Do you know if any time that happened out there, or was it just something that...
At some point in the third, I don't know.
Okay. Your team in overtime, there were some impressive moments, whether they were defending against a 3-on-1 or turning it back around in transition. What did you like about that overtime?
It's fast. You know, they are, you give them all that open ice and they go. That's how they're built and trained, and we have that in our game too. So it was going back and forth. And a lot of times when a mistake is made at one end, it ends up being an opportunity at the other. And that's what we saw in overtime. That's why it's pretty exciting.
Todd, in that game winning goal, I looked from my vantage point like Arvidsson was taken down. There's a play late in the second, a similar play where Kopitar was called. Wondering what you kind of saw between those two plays.
Yeah, it's that's what's frustrating about our game. There's the human element in it. Referees have a tough job to do. I get it. I make a ton of mistakes on the bench, but I would agree. I thought that RV was tripped identically to what Kopi did, I think, to Corey Perry. So I don't know if they missed it or what, but there's fewer players in the ice. He had the puck. They didn't see it the way we did. Good?
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.